Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Roar! A big animal welcome to you. Welcome to the Columbus Zoo. I am Jack Hanna's nephew. My name is Hank Hanna, and I will be serving you today your ticket needs. What was it?
One, please.
Sorry, I have a whole spiel to get to. Oh, we pride ourselves
I didn't know that you were talking to me.
Well, I'm looking down at my notes. We pride ourselves, on being the premier zoo
in
the United States, aside from San Diego. What was it?
I think the wink and the rawr is supposed to be directed at me. I think you're supposed to...
Hey, man, I got to get through this or else there's cameras watching me right now.
Oh, well, they can't be capturing what you think they're capturing
audio and video?
Well, okay, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Here are your options for today's tour of the zoo. We have one, general admission. Blech. We have two, captain admission. We have three, full access. You get to go in any cage you want. Or we have four, a private tour given by one of our animal handler specialists. They will take you inside the animals, literally inside the animals. You've seen Ace Ventura 2? You want to pull a Jim Carrey? You can do that with our rhinos. Which will it be?
First of all, I don't know the difference between general admission and captain's admission. That one, you didn't have
captain's, like, delineation. You get to eat some of the animals.
I think just general admission. I'm an adult. Ugh. Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
Sorry, it's commission based. All right.
Oh, nope. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
That's just our cheapest option. So that'll be $425.
It'd be how much?
$425.
$425?
Mm-hmm.
I think... Is this a real zoo? Do you know Jeff?
Who's Jeff?
I'm meeting a blind date at the zoo, and I thought, blind date at the zoo, I think that's like a fun, like, you know, interaction. We'll walk around, look at the animals, but, like, I'm not even sure about this guy. I've never met him.
Yeah.
And $425 is an insane amount to pay, and I'm thinking, like, is this a scam? Are you and Jeff in on it? Is this like are there going to be animals in there? Am I going to get killed?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah? I guess.
If you just go for our full access ticket, 50% of those people end up suing us and winning. So pay now, pay that, fight us in court. You're going to get your money back and then some, okay? This is me off the record. I'm covering my mouth so the cameras can't catch this. Okay? That's what I would recommend.
Why wouldn't you just do that from the beginning?
Because I'm supposed to read the notes.
Okay.
Okay?
Is full access? How much is the full access where I get to, like, go inside the animals?
That'll be $426.
I mean, I'm going to dispute this charge on my credit card anyway, so yeah, let's just go with that.
Here we go. Here is your pith helmet. Here's your safari jacket. Here's your rubber boots and gloves for when you enter the animals. And here is some goat feed. These are little pellets. The goats go crazy for it.
I don't want them on me, then. Take them back.
Well, then I'd say get rid of it or eat it yourself. We can't take it back. It's been touched by humans. The rest of the feed will accept it.
I'm wearing gloves!
I'm sorry, the latex actually spoils it. You have to get rid of it.
This guy better be the best fuck I've ever had in my entire life. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, Mikey, hey, buddy, hey, oh my God, hi. Oh my God, are you eating a tuna sandwich? Smells so good. Would love that. Been craving that. You know how you told me to with only good news? Because I sort of am a classic fuck up here at the zoo. Mikey, you know what I'm talking about. You know how normally I would only come to you with good news?
I get 15 minutes a day to eat my tuna sandwich. Just 15 minutes, and that's all. I'm just trying to eat my tuna sandwich. Just 15
And Mikey,
minutes.
I considered the timing of this, and I made a calculated choice. And I decided that if once you find out what I'm going to tell you, you're going to be glad I interrupted the tuna. The tuna 15. The tuna 15. The tuna 15.
No, that's 15. Nothing. Don't say it. Don't keep saying it like that. It's nothing.
The tuna 15.
Is on a, what's it a play? What did you do? Janet, what did you do?
Did I do? The implications that I did something, and in this time it would be correct, but it also is sort of a bit of a mystery to be solved in a way, Mikey. There's sort of a game afoot currently here at the zoo, Mr. Mikey, sir. Can I have your pickle?
No. It's in the sandwich.
Oh my God, but
it's chopped up pickle in the sandwich. How
it is in the sandwich and it is calling my name. Can
get
I
get your fingers, Janet, get your fingers out of my Okay, take it. It's yours. It's yours. I don't want it now.
Oh, I just get nervous when I eat. Or no, that's what I meant to say the opposite of, which is I eat when I'm nervous. Mikey,
you do both.
What an afternoon, huh?
I've seen you do both.
Hump day, am I right?
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday. Yeah, it's Thursday. Yes, I know. And that I do know, but you can hump any day of the week if you're doing good.
No, okay. Stop. I'm your boss. You can't say stuff like that to me.
I know. And this
you
I actually
do. You took a class. You took a 3-hour class.
I took several classes. 3 hours over 3 days, 1 hour each day. Good HR, great HR.
No, it was supposed to be 3 hours each day.
Yeah, but I sort of got overwhelmed with the amount of information that they let me sort of parse it out. Anyways, Mikey, any plans for the weekend? That's not why I'm here. Mikey, something did happen, and it did happen so fast, and it is currently still happening. And that's the tuna 15.
No, that's nothing. The tuna 15 is nothing. Please.
Can't it be, though? And speaking of things being nothing, I'm so sorry about just the last couple months. I know I was sort of a risk hire for you. A risk, you called it. And I know that I've not been up to your standards, or anyone's standards, really.
Yes.
And I want to apologize for that. And I will have something more to apologize once you find out. Oh, what happened?
Janet, I would love for you just to tell me what you did, okay? We don't need to relitigate everything.
God, is that a Diet Coke? Can I have the one sip? I'm sort of crashing.
I just opened it. You just heard me open the Diet Coke.
Yeah, it did that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? If it gets us through this faster, go ahead and take. No, this 2 to 15 is nothing. Take a sip.
Do you like my haircut? I hate it. I hate my haircut. Do you like it?
What am I supposed to say? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I like it.
Mikey,
I need more time to sit with it.
You're buzzing. It's hard to give you news like this when you are in such a intense mood. Take a deep breath. It'll be fine when you find out what happened. The zoo.
I just need you to tell me what happened at the zoo. Please, Janet, just tell me what happened. At this point, I don't even think you're going to be in trouble. I know that you're not well equipped. You're newish here. It's probably not your fault. I just need to know what happened, so I need to know how to respond to it.
Is a pain in your heart a panic attack because of what you did at the zoo, or could it be a heart attack? Or could it be a heartburn from the pickles and the Diet Coke?
You put pickles in the Diet Coke?
I mean, where else am... I'm on the go. I'm trying
to... Finish it. Where else am? Finish.
Where else am I going to put the pickles? And that's the 2 to 15. And,
no, it's
you know,
not the 2 to 15.
Oh, my God. Could you open a window, Mikey? How do you breathe in here, Mikey?
We're on a patio. This is a patio. There's no windows. We're on a patio.
Hot. Oh, my God. I would love if I had a pool. Do you have a pool?
I see what you're doing. You're eyeing the polar bear exhibit, and you cannot go in that pool. But you can't. But you
Why?
Just can't because the polar bear is in there, and it would not respond well to a person being in there. Janet.
I don't know. Clarice gets to go in there. Polar bear trainer, my fucking ass. Fuck her. I didn't mean that.
Janet.
I learned to not say that in that class I took. I'm really, really sorry. All right, I'll come out and say it. I'll just say it. It's the tuna 15. This is a sacred time of day. I will just say what happened.
Please
you and I
me.
Love each other. We're best friends. We're close.
Nope.
There's sort of a flirty vibe between you and me.
No, like, Janet. You're going to have to take the class again. You're going to have to take the class.
It's so boring. It's 3 hours that I only go to an hour of. Okay. I'll say it. I can say it. It's easy to say. But Janet, isn't it so weird when you start to be aware of the stuff that you're saying?
Nothing.
And you're like, oh, I am a robot. I am talking with words.
No. You can't get in trouble, okay? Your dads are the owners.
Write it down.
Absolutely. What's that?
Write down that I can't get in trouble.
It won't matter. Okay, fine. I will. Do you have a pen?
I have a Diet Coke.
That's my Diet Coke. Okay, well, here. I'll do it in Diet Coke. I'll get it a little on my finger. You finish
Thank
the
you.
Whole Diet Coke. There's no Diet Coke left.
No. You know what? Verbal agreement. I cannot get in trouble.
You won't get in trouble because your dad's on the place. So
can't,
yes.
Won't, shan't, wouldn't, couldn't. The tune of 15.
No.
The lions are loose. I let the lions out. They're loose.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.